This Sleeping Giant project is the only legitimate meme coin built on Bitcoin.
Money is pouring into Bitcoin, and meme coins, they're going crazy, which makes this the perfect meme coin.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be talking about a sleeping giant project. It is the perfect intersection of meme coins and Bitcoin. This is the only legitimate meme coin that is built on Bitcoin.
Now, we don't typically talk about meme coins because 99% of them are created by two-year-olds living in the grandparents' basements, and a majority of people are losing out on them. But we've identified one that I wouldn't say like a ton of people are talking about, but it's probably, I would say, the best opportunity to make really big money on a meme coin that isn't going to rug.
Yeah.
And there's a reason for that. A, it's built on Bitcoin and it's one of the few, and it's actually been around for a little while, but it also has a relatively small market cap. So I think with meme coins going crazy, and if you look at what's happening with Bitcoin right now, all the liquidity from around the world is pouring into it. Mm. At some point, this should run.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, well, the reason we don't talk about meme coins on this show is meme coins is pure gambling, right? Like, yeah. We like to uncover projects that have legitimate fundamentals, teams are solving real problems that we think are going to go up over the long term, and most do. With meme coins, sure, like, you're going to go on crypto Twitter and you're going to see people posting these profit and loss statements. Oh, I made $1 million, whatever, on this meme coin. But 99% of people are losing all of their money on meme coins because it is pure gambling. And so many of them are rug pulls. So many of them have, you know, insider teams that are dumping on your ass, KOLs, the cabal. Like, it's pure gambling. And we don't talk about those products on our show because we don't want you guys to lose money. But with this project, it is a little bit different. As you said, there is no team allocation for this. It was a fair launch. This was a airdrop to all of people that were doing, it was runes and ordinals when that was a big thing, like, I don't know, 6 months ago or whatever. That's how we first heard about it. And before we reveal the name of the project, we just have to address again, like, you can't ignore meme coins are a thing this cycle. Like, as you said before, 10% of all market cap of entire crypto altcoins is meme coins. Meme coins are going crazy. People love meme coins because they're easy to understand. And people have short attention spans. So, you know, a lot of people that invest in, quote unquote, invest in crypto, they don't have time to read about what a project does. And if they see something like, oh, decentralized science or DeFi, they're like, well, I don't know what that is. So I'm just going to buy this meme coin. It's a funny cat, right? Like, it's easier for people with short attention spans. So I get why meme coins are a thing, but that's why we don't talk about them in the show. However, this project, I think, you know, it's shown that it's not going to rug. It's not insiders, it's not teams, and it's built on Bitcoin, so this one's a little bit different.
Yeah, and when you look at, so Solana has Bonk, Bonky New, they also have Dog With Hat. Dog With Hat probably has Ansem dumping on them. If you look at ETH, it has Pepe and Shiba, I believe. AVAX, there hasn't really been anything really going on with that one, but I would imagine at some point we will probably see an Avalanche, maybe, like, you know, the main chain, just like a really good way to get attention to the chain, show transaction volume, all these things. Bitcoin doesn't have anything, really. Like, if to any of our viewers or listeners, like, try to name one off the top of your head.
Yeah.
You can't. That doesn't pop up in your mind like Pepe does, like, right away, right? But then look at the numbers. Shiba makes up 3.5% of ETH's market cap. Dog With Hat makes up 2.6% of Sol's market cap. This one makes up 0.042% of Bitcoin's market cap.
Right.
So if you look at all the major meme coins and the percentage of the market cap of what they make up of the major chains, this has a legitimate chance to you know, maybe do it a 10x, 100x.
Yeah.
Because of this low valuation.
Yeah, and I also like the fact that you just don't see that many people on crypto Twitter and on social media posting about it, which means, like, you know, we always say this, but, like, you're early, right? You don't have all these massive KOLs that already have huge positions in this meme coin that are just going to say, oh, it's going to go to $20 billion market cap and continually dump on you, right? That comes with the whole fair launch side of it. So the way that this project, we might as well reveal the name of the project, right?
Mm.
So the name of the perfect meme coin, the meme coin that is the only legitimate meme coin built on Bitcoin, is DOG. The ticker is DOG. D-O-G.
How do you spell that?
It's hard. Yeah. I can't. It's hard to say with a straight face because This is not really our thing. But I honestly, like, we both hold some of this thing. I think it has the potential to go up quite a lot as Bitcoin continues to dominate this cycle. Like, the cycle has been dominated by Bitcoin news, ETFs buying Bitcoin, Michael Saylor. Like, it just continues to lead the way, and I think it will continue to lead the way. So you have to look for one legitimate meme coin on Bitcoin, and it's DOG. Early in its inception, it was airdropped to people that bought runes. It was difficult to buy and sell, which kind of kept it really underground. Now it's on most legitimate exchanges, but it's still not all on the big exchanges, which could be a catalyst for further appreciation.
Yeah, they're not paid. So that's a great thing about this project. It's like, because there's no insiders, no VCs, there's no KOLs, et cetera, they're not paying for these listings.
Mm.
So they haven't. So DOG still has zero tier one spot listings.
Yeah.
So it makes it a bit more of a challenge to buy. Mm. But when it does eventually hit Coinbase, Kraken, et cetera, that is when you will see this thing start to run.
For sure.
Fortunately enough for you guys, we can get on BitGet. Mm-hmm. BitGet is one of the very few exchanges, and that's why we've officially partnered with them, is because they do. They're one of the few that actually lists, you know, they listed Tao before any other centralized exchange listed it.
Yep.
You know, a bunch of the small cap GMs like Arai chain that we speak about, they have DOG on there.
Yep. So
if you want to get it, save on trading fees and all that, we got a link in the description that you can utilize.
For sure.
So retail needs these tier one exchanges to buy because, like, it's basic, right? Come on, where do I get DOG?
Yep.
We got it. We were smart enough to look in the future and see, like, all right, what are these rune stones?
Yeah.
We downloaded this app called Xverse. We got these rune stones, bought them for, like, I don't know, $600 or something like that. And then these DOG tokens were airdropped to everybody who got involved because it's essentially, like I said at the beginning, meme coins can bring a lot of transaction volume to a chain. This was kind of like the push of the ordinals protocol on Bitcoin.
Yep.
So that's why, you know, the people who do the hard work are rewarded early. But it is. It's that fair distribution of the DOG token.
Yeah. The whole way that the DOG has played out has just made me a bit more, I feel better about holding it because I just know that there's no mysterious founder behind it, more crazy team dumping on you. So yeah, look, as we said, meme coins are a gamble, but you look around the industry, there's no denying the price appreciation you've seen from things like Pepe or Dog with Hat or recently like Chill Guy or whatever. Like, people love meme coins, and I get it. It's easy to understand. It's funny. However, 99% of people do lose money on meme coins. So finding the right projects is very difficult. That's why we don't typically discuss meme coins on the show. However, DOG seems a bit different because it's Bitcoin. It's got a lot of things going for it. So we personally hold DOG. If you want to pick up some DOG, obviously this isn't financial advice. This is just what we're doing. We're telling you guys about one meme coin that we can actually get behind, and that's DOG on Bitcoin.
Yeah, look, the tokenomics, 100 billion max, 100 billion in circulation. You know when you, like, go to, you try to figure out the tokenomics on like a project? You click on, there's like all this pie chart and this and that. When you click on on this website, it goes tokenomics, 100 billion. That's it. It's like,
it's just
they're already out. Just all the tokens there.
I love it. They're not even trying to, like, we're going to build something. We're going to do something. No. It's just a DOG. That's it.
On Bitcoin.
Yeah.
It's great.
I like it. DOG on Bitcoin. Yeah. Bye.
Anyways, make sure you guys tune to the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.